Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We welcome you to the broadcast on tonight. Amen. To the prayer line for New Creation Christian Ministries. And we welcome you here on tonight. We know that God is going to move mightily in our midst as the people are gathering. We're going to play this song, and we will be right back. Take me to the King. Amen. Hallelujah.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
offering.
Oh,
lay me down the bone.
Leave me there.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take me to the King. Amen. We need to go to the throne. We need to go to Jesus. Amen. When we have problems that are beyond us, problems that we can't handle, we know that there is a place that we can go for refuge. There's a place that we can go for answers, and he will always be there to hear our prayers. My God, God says that if we come asking anything according to his will, that we can be confident that he hears us, and knowing that he hears us, that he will give us those things for which we request it. We got to believe God on today. We have to believe God against all odds. No, it may not look like what God has said, but you just continue to believe God, and God will manifest his promises in your life. Just keep believing God. Keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be there for you. He is the lifter of your head. He is your bright and morning star. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. He's Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer. He is our all in all, our everything, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. My God, the Lion of Judah, hallelujah, the sacrificial lamb of Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb that died for our sins, my God. So I thank God for Jesus on tonight. I thank God for the anointing, the power of the Holy Ghost, my God, the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can come together on one accord, that we can pray and seek God's face, knowing that God is never far away. He's only a prayer away. My God, he's only a prayer away. God is near. He's near. He's nigh to the brokenhearted. He's near to those who are scared and frustrated. He's near to those who don't know which way to go. God is near. He's just a prayer away. And if you call him, the word says he will answer you. So we thank God that he's a God who's all-knowing and ever-present, and that he hears us and that he cares. He cares about us. That's why we pray. That's why we come together every Tuesday night and lift our voices in prayer and lift our hearts in prayer. So I'm going to start out tonight in prayer, and then we're going to, Pastor's going to come, and we're going to take some calls. We see you out there. We thank God for each and every person who's with us on tonight. We see you out there, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you touching and agreeing with us in prayer. We thank God for each and every one of you that thought it not robbery to come to this prayer line on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the New Creation Christian Ministries church family. We thank God for the prayer warriors, the intercessors across the nation who are yoking up together with us and lifting your voices and your hearts in prayer. Even if you never push one, if you never come on live, we see you. We know that you're here. So let us go before the Lord, and then Pastor Emily's going to come, and then we're going to continue. So if you have a prayer request, just hold on. If you have a praise report, just hold on. We're going to get to you. We're going to talk to you. We know you want to talk to us, but just hold on with us as we begin to go forth in prayer on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. Just because of who you are, this is the day that you have made. This is the day that you have ordained. This is the day, oh God, hallelujah, that you brought into fruition. And we are praising you, oh God, and worshiping you in it. We are rejoicing in this day, oh God. As the word tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So, God, we're coming, Father God, with praise in our hearts and a shout on our lips, oh God. We're coming rejoicing. We're not coming complaining, oh God, but we are rejoicing, oh God. Lord, we are rejoicing in faith, oh God. We're not walking in fear, oh God, because we know, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So, God, we are coming in faith, believing and trusting in you, oh God, looking unto the hills from where our help comes, knowing that our help truly does come from you, oh Lord. And, Lord, not only unto the hills, but, God, we thank you that you live on the inside of each and every one of us, oh God, by your spirit, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are closer to us than we can even imagine, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the kingdom of God is on the inside of each and every one of us. So, Lord, we praise you on tonight, and we worship you on tonight, and we magnify your name on tonight, God. We lift your name up on tonight, God, and we say, have your way, God. Have your way on this prayer line. Touch each and every person, oh God, that is under the sound of my voice. I feel your spirit so strongly right now, God. And, Lord, I just ask that you would touch each and every person, oh God, that's under the sound of my voice. You know, Lord, what they're standing in the need of. And, Lord, I just ask, and we ask, and we're touching and agreeing, Lord, that you would deliver to them, oh God, the answer to their prayers, that you would deliver to them, oh God, the desires of their hearts, oh God, that you would deliver to them, oh God, hallelujah, healing for their bodies, oh God, that you would deliver, oh God, deliverance and salvation for their children, oh God, that you would deliver, oh God, provision for every need, God. Lord, you are an awesome God, and we love you on tonight. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We praise you. We extol your name on tonight, God. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We just praise you. We exalt your name on high. We lift your name with our voices, oh God. We shout to the heavens. We shout to the hills, oh God. We shout, oh God, in jubilee on tonight, God, praising you on tonight, worshiping you on tonight, God, magnifying your name on tonight, God. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. You have answered prayers on this prayer line, and God, for that we are grateful. You have saved lives on this prayer line, and for that we are grateful. You have healed bodies on this prayer line, and for that we are grateful. You have delivered miracles on this prayer line, and for that we are grateful. You have given us jobs and cars and provision. And Father God, you've given us peace and joy and healing. You've given us, oh God, solutions, oh God, to our problems on this prayer line. And Lord, for that we are grateful. We thank you, oh Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name on tonight, and we glorify your name on tonight, God. You are ever so worthy. You're ever so worthy, God. And we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. I am certain, oh Lord, that each and every person under the sound of my voice is rejoicing in you on tonight, God. Lord, we don't, Father God, we're not troubled by our circumstances, but we are rejoicing in you, God. You've been so good to us. You've been so good. You answered our prayers. You gave us things that we've asked for, God, some that we didn't even deserve, God, but by your divine favor, you blessed us. You blessed us, oh God, just because we asked. And, Lord, we say thank you on tonight, God. So, Lord, we come with an attitude of gratitude on tonight, God. We come praising you tonight. We come rejoicing in you tonight, God. We come worshiping you tonight, God. We come, oh God, hallelujah. 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 We come magnifying your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we ask that you continue to light us on fire. We ask for Pentecost fire, oh God, to continue, Father God, to burn in our hearts, oh God. Let it be like Jeremiah. Let it be like liquid fire right up in our bones, oh God. Lord, let us continue to praise you. Let us praise you in the middle of our circumstances. Let us praise you while we're waiting for the blessing. Let us praise you, oh God, for what you've already done. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You've already blessed us, oh God. And for that, we praise you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, that you have given Pastor Anthony and I to pastor. Lord, we are humble. My husband and I are humble that you allow us to pastor your church. We are humble that you allow us to, Father God, have this prayer line every Tuesday, God. We are humble for the people that come, God, Father God, seeking your face through this prayer line, God. Lord, we are humbled, oh God, that you answer prayers from this place, oh God. We are humbled because of the anointing that you put on our lives, God. And Lord, we just thank you. We just say thank you for using us for your glory. Thank you, oh God, for being here. You said with two or more gathered in your name that you will be in our midst, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for being in our midst. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for pouring out your favor over this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your anointing that rests in this place, God. We thank you for the fire of the Lord, oh God, which burns in this place, oh God, that we could come and be ignited, that we could come and be excited about the things of God, that we could come and be restored, that we could come, oh God, hallelujah, and be reinvigorated, oh God. You said in your word that times of refreshing are to be found in your presence, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. We thank you for the local assembly. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you for every seed that is sown in this place, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the seed that is sown. We thank you for the tithers. We thank you for the givers. We thank you for the laborers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the work going forth, God. We thank you for outreach ministry, God. We thank you for souls being saved in the church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for lives being changed, oh God. In the Jesus, we thank you for hope for the hopeless and the blinded eyes being opened, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are transforming lives, oh God, by the renewing of their minds, oh God, through your word and through the power of prayer. So, Lord, we ask that you would continue to do a work in that local assembly at 1482 Maple Avenue, Lord, in Hillside, New Jersey, that you will continue to do a work in the local assembly. Lord, we ask that you will increase us, Father God, spiritually, oh God, grow us spiritually, God. We don't just want to be a church full of folk, oh God, but we want to be a church full of people, full of your spirit. So, Lord, we ask that you fill every pew, that you fill every seat, God, that you bring in the laborers, that you bring in the tithers, that you bring in the seed sowers, oh God. We ask that you bring in, Father God, the hurting, the lost, the disenfranchised, that you bring in the hopeless, that you bring in the prostitute, the gangbanger, that you bring in the single mom, God. Bring in, Father God, all of those who are seeking deliverance and salvation, God. Bring in the lost, the discouraged, the troubled, oh God. Bring in the misfits, oh God. Bring in those who feel like they don't fit in anywhere, those who have been cast off and cast away, oh God. Bring them in, God, and let them feel your love, and let them be, Father God, filled with your love. Let them feel a warm embrace, and let them, Father God, get the hug of love, and let them know that there's a place for them to go on this earth, God, where they won't be judged, God, but they will be, Father God, they will be poured into, they'll be loved on, oh God, and they'll be, Father God, empowered, oh God, and they will be impacted by the power of your Holy Ghost and by the power of your preached and taught word, oh God, and by the power of your love. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will fill the church that you have given us, fill it with bodies, oh God, bodies that will be impacted and changed, and then they will go home, and their households will be changed, and they will go to work, and their workplaces will be changed, and they will go to the marketplace, and the marketplace will be changed, and they will go out into the world, and the world will be changed, and Lord, our mission will be fulfilled, as you have given us the assignment, Father God, to praise you, and to save and change lives, all in the name of Jesus, through your word, and through the power of your Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that our mission will be accomplished as we, like Jason and them, like Paul and Peter and them, we will change the world. We will turn the world upside down. So, Lord, we are serious Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My husband and I and our family and those who are on this prayer line are serious about what you have given us to do. So, Lord, we pray. You said we have not because we ask not. Lord, we're not looking, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just to fill seats. But we're looking to impact the world. And it starts with the local assembly. It starts with this prayer line. It starts at 1482 Maple Avenue. And it reaches out like tentacles of faith into our community. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing and what you've already done. And we glorify your name on today. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done at 1482 Maple Avenue. Touch our Fire Wednesdays. Touch, oh God, the Marriage and Relationship Wednesdays. Touch our Bible studies. Touch our Sunday time of worship and fellowship. Touch, oh God, the most excellent way, addiction and stronghold recovery group, restoration group. Touch, oh God, the outreach ministry. Touch, oh God, the young adult and the youth ministry, oh God. Touch, oh God, the education ministry. Touch the praise team, oh God, and the praise and musician ministry, oh God. Touch, oh God. Hallelujah. The prison ministry with Minister Andre going out, Father God, in fellowship with the prison ministry, oh God. Touch, oh God, every ministry, Father God, that you've given us to do, the book, the writing ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the marriage ministry, oh God. Ha. Oh, glory. The women's ministry, the men's ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. The ministry of the ministers and training, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for your hand upon this church that you've given us so much to do, God. And give us the strength to continue to do the work, God. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we know we will reap a harvest if we faint not to touch this intercessory prayer ministry. Continue to bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Callers, we see those hands momentarily. We're going to put you on the air.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If those are prayer requests or prayer concerns, we will put you on the air. We thank God for your patience and your due diligence on tonight. We strongly believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, and we thank God for each and every caller on this prayer line in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Before I forget, I just want to read two verses of scripture. We're going to open up the prayer lines. But I want to lift up the Tonsil family, Kimmy Tonsil, Kathy Tonsil,
yes,
and Mother Tonsil.
Yes.
Lord, bless them, heal them, deliver them, set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. We sing your word that they might be healed. Turn every situation around in the mighty name of Jesus. We sing your word to Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We thank you, hallelujah, for her life, her witness, her testimony. Everybody on this prayer line looking for prayer, we thank God, Lord, hallelujah, that with two or more gathered, you say you be in the midst. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And we know that, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We know that the presence of the living God is on this line tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 40 and verse 41, it reads, "And he came unto his disciples and find them asleep and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Help us tonight, Holy Ghost. We thank you for the people of God on this line tonight. Thank you for their need to pray. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. That we are watching and we are praying. We are expecting God to move in a mighty way on this prayer line tonight. You said watch and pray. We have an anticipation, Lord, that you're going to heal us. You're going to deliver. You're going to set free. The word says many were asleep. Jesus came to them, and he said, I need you to watch with me. I need you to be with me. I need you to support me. And he found them asleep. And in this hour, everyone in this prayer line, holy, oh, glory. There's going to be a great awakening for our family members,
yes.
A great awakening in our marriages, a great awakening in our churches, a great awakening in our communities. So I thank God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that there's power in numbers.
Mm.
There's power in agreement. There's power in unity. So as we open up the prayer lines on tonight, we know that God is not just able, but he's going to do what he said he will do.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Okay.
Callers, again, be patient with us. Area code 813-813. We thank God for you on this evening. 813, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Pastors, and thank you. I want to just give a praise report for my friend Carmen. She got me hooked up with this prayer line, and I praise the Lord for this. I anticipate, and I can't wait for Tuesday nights. This is my third time on here. This is Miriam. And I'm just feeling the Lord. I just want to continue and grow in my spiritual, my spirit. And I just thank the Lord for everything that you're doing. And I want to bless your ministry. And I pray that everything will continue as it is. And one of the other things I want to say, if you just pray for my daughter, my third daughter, Roxanne, she is having, she has a wonderful husband, but she and her husband are having some troubles, and she needs the peace. She needs the peace of the Lord in her heart. She is sometimes a little bit anxious, and she answers before she thinks. She doesn't measure her words. And she seems to be doing that more and more so with anyone. And I'm just asking, I don't know, the other day she got into a car accident, but she's fine, thank God. But they have two children, and I just need that family to stay together as the Lord would wish. And they're both, I mean, she knows Bible, but I think she kind of started straying towards the Jewish religion. And I try to explain to her that, you know, she cannot deny Christ. She doesn't see it that way, but I do. So I guess I shouldn't be judging her. I mean, I don't know. But she's been moving towards that way more so lately. And her husband hasn't, he was raised in the church, but he hasn't been going to church for years. So he was actually raised in a Pentecostal church. So please, I just need those children and that family to stay together, and I need Roxy to have peace in her heart and in her soul.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Miriam. It's so good to have you with us, and we thank God for you joining the prayer line. And we're going to lift up your daughter, Roxy, and her husband, and her children. Daniel is her husband.
Daniel.
Amen. So let us pray. Amen. Father, we just praise you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, you are an awesome God, and we just magnify your name on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for our sister in Christ, Miriam, oh God. We thank you for her life, oh God, and what you're doing in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your hands upon her life. And even now, Father God, as she has joined this prayer line, Lord, we know it's not by chance that you have brought her here, God, but But we ask, Father God, that you will continue to grow her spiritually, oh God, as she has a desire and a longing, oh God, to walk closer with you through your dear son, Jesus Christ, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the heart, for the passion, for the fire that she has, oh God, for the yearning that she has, oh God, as deep calls us to deep, oh God. So her heart is longing after you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you as the deer panteth after the waters, Lord, that the deer, Father God, has been fulfilled by the waters and that our sister will be fulfilled, oh God, hallelujah, by, Father God, the waters, the living waters, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said those who hunger and thirst, they will come to him and they shall be filled, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. Just like the woman at the well, when Jesus Christ spoke to her and he told her, this water that I give you, as you drink, you will never thirst again. So, Lord, we just ask right now that you will fill our sister Miriam, oh God, fill her fresh and anew, oh glory, hallelujah, with living waters, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh glory, for the bubbling over, even in her belly right now, God, even as she's feeling the fresh touch from you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for freshening filling right now, God. Even as you lay your hands on her right now, God, we thank you for another touch in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is just letting me know that he's touching you afresh and anew. My sister Miriam, God is doing something new in your walk with him. As you are hungry, there's a new hunger and a new thirst that you have. It's like times of refreshing are to be found in the presence of the Lord. My God, my God, times of refreshing as you continue to come and as you continue to refresh yourself in the waters of the Lord, God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life, and not only in your life, but in the lives of your family members.
Oh,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's newness all around you. The sun is shining all around you, and it's dissipating the darkness, all of the dark areas. There's so much light. There's too much light. God says there's too much light coming through, and all of the dark areas that have tried to come in have been dissipated by the light of the Lord. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God's light is truly shining on you and around you. God's favor is over your life and over the life of your daughter, Roxanne. God says, not one will be snatched out of my hand. He's watching over us. Hallelujah. He knows her by name, and he's watching over her. Hallelujah. And God loves her. Hallelujah. There's been some a spirit of confusion that's been sent her way. We bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus, and we send that spirit of confusion back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. We put our foot over the devil on the devil's head. We stomp on serpents and scorpions tonight by the power given to us by Jesus Christ. We abolish all strongholds, all demonic strongholds that will try to come and taunt our dear sister Roxanne in the name of Jesus. We declare her loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, my God,
thank
hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for Roxanne and her husband, Daniel. We pray a special blessing over their household, over their marriage, over their family, over their two children. We thank you, Lord, for favor. We ask, Father God, for divine favor right now to just go and go throughout that whole household in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every one of them, afresh and anew. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, what you have put together, we declare and decree that no man can put asunder according to your word, God, according to your word and the holy scriptures, that what you have joined together, no man, no woman can put asunder, no circumstance, no demon in hell can put asunder. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, a seal upon their marriage. We pray for unity, afresh and anew over their marriage. God, we bind of confusion and conflict, and we come against the spirit of discouragement and the spirit that will want them to throw up their hands and quit. We come against the spirit of divorce right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray as this dear mother is praying for her daughter and her husband and her grandchildren. We pray and touch and agree with you that you will keep this family together, God, according to your will. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight, and we praise you on tonight. And we declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is truly doing a new thing in your life. And we touch and agree with that. And as God begins to enlighten you all the more so, the light is going to penetrate the lives of all of your loved ones. So let not your heart be troubled, my sister. Be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you, God.
Amen. And we thank God. Mariam, we believe that, hallelujah, not only is her son-in-law and the daughter and the grandchildren are covered by Almighty God, we see the restoration. We know that God is going to restore.
Jesus.
We know that that young couple, as she's concerned about her grandchildren and that family, that God is going to do what he needs to do.
Yes.
So as you were praying, I saw God just turning every negative situation around.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. Even as she said, I look forward to prayer on Tuesday night. That young man is going to be restored.
Yes.
And the excitement for the gospel.
Yes.
The excitement for church. The excitement. Yeah, but he was brought up in church.
Yes.
And amen. And she was brought up. And
yes.
No weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. And that's why we're praying. No Jewish religion, no thing contrary to Christianity.
Yes.
It's not that Christianity doesn't work, but we know that God, glory be to God, can do the impossible.
Yes.
So as you said, sometimes we're confused. Sometimes we get distracted and bewitched. Sometimes we get tricked by the enemy. But that's why he's going to restore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The word says no one can snatch us out of his hand.
Yes.
So for Christ we live, for Christ we die.
Yes.
You don't get off track sometimes. Area code 757. We thank God for you. 757.
Hey, Prophet, it's Sister Rick. How are you?
God bless you, Sister Rick.
Amen.
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
Yes, I was calling for prayer because I submitted my application for assistant principal today for Franklin City Schools, and I just wanted to pray for favor. I put it in the mail today for favor when they receive it, probably by Friday, because they're setting up interviews. So I'm going to pray for favor that my name be on that list for the assistant principal position.
Amen.
Franklin City Schools, they are struggling, so I wanted to be, I apply for the school division is predominantly black, and I want to pray for favor that I'll be selected and be help me get them back on their feet to accreditation.
Yes. I'm sorry. What last thing you said, Sister Rick?
I said that the school is not accredited, and they're in warning status. Yeah, so I applied for that position today. I just want to pray for favor that I may be selected. That's what I was praying for.
Amen. And you want that position.
Yeah, that's what I really like. Probably for the attorney, that's what I really want. And I was going to pray for favor with that. That's what I had my heart on for the longest time, for a door to open up for me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. You are worthy, oh Lord. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Sister Ricks, oh God, Dr. Ricks, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For what you're doing in her life, oh God. We thank you for divine favor that's already been released over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you know the beginning from the end, oh God, that you have already, Father God, predestined and preordained, oh God. Hallelujah. How you're going to use her even now as you have given her, Father God, the capacity, oh God, to go back and get the schooling that she needs, oh God, to pursue these positions, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for divine favor and open doors. Even as she has already applied, she put the application in the mail today, God. And Lord, she's asking for favor, even as they receive the application, oh God, as they take it out of the mail, oh God, as they begin to review the resume, as they begin to review the application, oh God. Lord, we ask for favor. We thank you for divine favor over this application, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, Father God, that we have many plans, but the only ones that are blessed are the ones that we commit to you, oh God. So, Lord, she's committing her plans to you and asking for you to bless them, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for divine providence in this circumstance, Lord. Let your will be done, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, even now, God, as she has applied for this assistant principal position, we thank you and we praise you in advance. Yes, oh God, hallelujah, for what you're about to do in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank and we praise you for divine favor over this application, even as it travels through the mail, even as it travels through the postal service, even as it gets to the destination, that you will be there when they open it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just see God intensifying your praise. Hallelujah. I see God intensifying your praise. And he's just calling you Zion. I'm hearing Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. And God is doing something. Even as he's elevating you, he's elevating you in natural as well as in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God wants to, my God, it's almost like he wants to infiltrate your praise life and take you to another dimension in him. Hallelujah. There's some things that God's going to do with you spiritually. It's amazing because as I was praying, I did hear it's already done. I heard God, it's almost like I almost stopped praying because I heard God say it's already done. Hallelujah. And, and it's amazing. God is even speaking to me. He says he's already taking care of you in the natural. Oh, glory.
Jesus.
My God. God wants you to know today, Sister Rick, that he's already taking care of you in the natural. It's already done. Yeah, God says it was done the moment it was first spoken to you, my God. And everything that we say to you, all of the prophecies that we give to you, and we don't prophesy to you every week, but it's confirmation of what God has already said and what God has already done. It's already done. It's already done, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are some things. You just, glory, hallelujah. You continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm hearing it so clearly. The favor is on your face. Oh, my God. The favor. It's on your face, oh, glory, my God. Hallelujah. The favor of God rests upon your face. So God is intensifying your praise, which is going to exemplify your faith, oh, glory, hallelujah, which is going to elevate your favor. You got to hear God on today, hallelujah. God is getting ready to take you into a foolish praise. My God, he's getting ready to have you praise like David praised. My God, it's not going to make any sense. You're going to just stop and you're going to find yourself praising God. And people are going to look at you like you're crazy. And you're going to say, but you don't know like I know how the Lord has blessed me. Hallelujah. So God is doing some mighty things. And he's watch God. watch God. And while Ooh. You're watching him, you keep on elevating your praise. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I looked at some houses yesterday.
The glory.
I looked at houses yesterday too, just so you'll know. I've been up here following
doing
what you said to do. Yes, I did what you
Amen.
Said to do.
Amen.
So, thank
your
amen.
Faith. Yes, amen. Yes. That your favor is wrapped up in your faith. So as you continue to move forward by faith, you watch God. God's going to continue to bless you. Amen.
You.
He's going to continue to bless you. He's going to give you the house. He's going to give you the money that you need to
Ooh.
Buy the house. He's going to do. He's going to give you the position that you need to sustain the livelihood.
Yes.
God's elevating, elevation, elevating. It's a spiritual and a natural elevation that's taking
Thank
place
you.
In your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank
to God be
you.
The glory. So we'll be looking forward to the praise report that we know is coming.
Amen. And another seed is coming, too. I appreciate you guys so very much. I appreciate you guys so very much.
Hey,
I appreciate
it. Amen. Well, we receive it, and we bless God for the seed. Even now, God, we bless you for the seed that the woman, oh, glory, that the woman of God has sent, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for, oh, my God, above and beyond blessings, oh, God, beyond what she could think, ask, or imagine, oh, glory. Hallelujah. We just thank you right now, Father God, for the prophet's reward as she sold into the lives of the prophet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Well, that's a
Thank
blessed
you.
Seed, my sister.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know what
Thank
God has for you, but it is good.
Thank you. I
and
receive
it's blessed.
It. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
God
bless,
bless you.
God
bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for Hallelujah. To God be the glory, doing marvelous works in the lives of
God.
His children in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It just goes to show, Pastor, when preparation meets opportunity, wonderful things happen. That's why we can never be idle. We can never put words on things, but our actions got to follow.
Yes.
Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe.
Yes.
And we know that she's qualified for these positions.
Yes.
And God is going to keep opening opportunities for those of us, as you said, walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
That means we're going to take some risk and take some chances, and God's going to get the glory out of our lives.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
She said, I put in the application. I filed my petition for that position, and I need God now to bless me. It's a competitive marketplace, but we know that God has given her favor. Area code 434. 434, we thank God for you this evening. 434.
Amen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. God is
Hallelujah.
Awesome. God is awesome.
Wow.
I thank God
Praise
for his awesomeness. I thank him for his faithfulness. He is so, so awesome. And I thank you all for praying. I thank those who are on the prayer line as we pray together and join our faith together, because it says where two of us shall agree touching anything on earth, it shall be done. I start work next Thursday, and it's in hospitality. It's in hospitality and restaurants. So I just gave it to God. There's so much going on. There's just so much. It's just a lot of different things going on. So I said, Lord, you know what? You've got me jobs before. You always put me in the positions. You always put me in my jobs. Why am I caring about this? I'm casting the care over you, all of it. I said, I'm going to do what I have to do. And I'm not even going to think about it or care about it anymore. I'm just going to do what I got to do. In the meantime, I'm working on my greeting cards. So I've been working on my cards. I've been taking pictures, awesome pictures. And it's just flowing. At the library, when I was at the library, he put me in front of someone where I encouraged him in his business, and we were just there talking, and as I was encouraging him, I'm just encouraging myself, and we're encouraging each other and on our businesses and stuff. So I put my focus towards my business. I said, Lord, the job is no big deal. It's nothing for you. So I'm always putting all the effort into that, and then I start working, and then I don't have time to put into the vision that God has given me for my business. And all the other, the songwriting and all of that too. So I gave it to him, and he was faithful. And so I got a call, and I start work next Thursday. Not just any job, because I even gave him that. I was like, Lord, I don't know. I see this, 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 and this. I see a couple of, you know, options that I like. So I said, but you know where. So as you all know, some of you all know that I just finished a hospitality course just recently, as well as customer service and all of that in that area. So I wasn't able to get into hospitality before I left New Jersey. So when I sat across the table in my interview and I looked at the paper, it said, you know, it said hospitality on there. And I was like, Lord, this is awesome. This is so awesome.
Wow.
So God is
wow.
good. And it just gave me favor. I just went in, even for the interview. I said, I'm not even going to sweat it. I'm not going to try to do all the right things and all the things they train you. I said, no, Lord, I'm going to be me. I'm going to go in with what I have and you. And I did. Awesome God.
Well, we are speechless and
wow.
I mean, we have a full prayer line tonight, but
wow.
I just want to get a few people up to speed. When Sister Rita was here, she was working various jobs, looking for various jobs, but she took a training program because she wants to work with people.
Yes.
And one of those programs was hospitality.
Yes.
And working with people. And she relocated recently to the state of Virginia. Now God has opened a wonderful door with that training that she received in her desires of her heart. Oh, glory.
Yeah.
Only God and his divine timing. It's her Kairos moment.
Yes.
That means God's perfect timing.
Yes.
His timing is the best timing.
Amen.
So we don't waste time when we serve God. And she said she kept doing the business, kept doing her singing and her poetry and
yes.
her dreams. She kept working and keeping her options open. And now God is saying, I'm going to do what you can't do.
Wow.
Oh,
amen.
Glory be to
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
She gave
yes,
it to
yes.
God.
Yes.
Now he opened the door that no man can shut.
She
never stopped praising him, never stopped praying, never complaining. You know,
never
it's just
serving
never stopped serving her pastors.
Yes.
Thank
Always
you,
have been faithful. And now God is saying, it's your season.
Yes.
It's your time.
Amen.
And it's your turn.
Glory
be to God.
Hallelujah.
We want to pray.
Last week with the report that she just got her driver's license.
That's right. Look at that. That was last week.
Yes.
The driver's license after 2 years.
Yes.
This week, she's going to start a job that she got hired at. I don't know what's happening next week.
I was asking him, I said, okay, you said three doors. I see two. And it's like, just show me what the other third door is. It may have already happened or it's coming. So, and then you just said the license. That's right. That may be one of the doors or it may be on the way to a door. But that's right. That was a big one, getting my license and getting past all of that, all the marks against me for my license.
Well, you're encouraging someone tonight because the enemy, he's a deceiver. And sometimes when our plans don't work, sometimes when our time schedule, we get a little frustrated or discouraged, but our response sometimes to adversity got to be faith in Almighty God.
Yes.
We got to trust him in those moments. We have to re-put our confidence back in God, and his timing is the best timing.
Yes.
So you're encouraging everyone on this line, those
amen.
Who have pending situations. Go ahead. What did you say?
I said, amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged for sure. For sure. As you were talking to the other young lady, I saw a worm. And I'm like, Lord, what is that? And the word cankerworm came to me. And I couldn't get to that first. I was looking for that scripture. It was like cankerworm. And there's what is that scripture about the cankerworm?
That's Joel, the book of Joel.
Joel, that's what I just went blank
yeah,
on
Joel.
It.
Yeah, Joel.
Yeah.
But that's what I got. You know, the cankerworm comes to destroy, but God gives us a promise, and it doesn't matter about those things. This destroyer cannot destroy. So
right.
Be
Amen.
Encouraged, saints.
Amen.
Be encouraged, because God's word, he's faithful to his word. He said his word does not return unto him void. And I even got jobs in New Jersey, and they fell through. And it's like, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I praise God for the prayer line. I praise God for my pastors. I praise God for the saints and my brothers and sisters there at New Creation, because it was discouraging at some point, but the just shall live by faith, and we got to keep holding on to our faith. We got to keep praising him, and hallelujah anyway. You know, praise him anyway,
yeah,
in the middle of it. And so I had that strength of being connected in the body. And that is so important, being connected, because the enemy tries to separate us and then work on us. We have to stay connected, because that's our strength. God said, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So even, you know, together in the house, together on the prayer lines, wherever we can join together, but not being separated out, so that the wolf comes and tries to scatter and tries to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. And God said, I've come, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said abundant joy. He wants to give us. And all, the enemy just keeps trying to pressure in us like, no, you're not. Well, what about this and what if, and all of that other trash? It's not true. It's not the truth. God promises, and he's not a man that he should lie. I didn't mean to go on, but
amen.
God is good. He's awesome. He's awesome.
That's so wonderful. I want to pray very quickly before you, because you said so much, and I believe heaven has heard us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you talked about the unity. We see it every Tuesday night. So many states represented on this prayer line, so many walks of life. But as we heard earlier, people anticipate Tuesday night intercessory prayer. And we thank God as we continue to recommend this prayer line to other people and standing in the need of prayer. We just believe that the unity and the chemistry and the corporateness is going to continue to grow. Father, we thank God for Sister Rita tonight. We thank God, Lord, as you have given her gainful employment, as you have allowed her, Father God, to have favor with the people that hired her for this new venture in her life. We thank you for this source of income. We thank you for money and increase in every area of her life. Thank you, Lord, as she continues to write music and poetry and work on her independent business, Lord, that you would give her multiple streams of income, that you would, in the name of Jesus, Father God, even allowing the driver's license to equate to that automobile, Lord, that she needs to get to and fro. So I thank you, Lord, that you just signs, wonders, and miracles following her because she believes you. And, Lord, we agree with her tonight. The unity in the body of Christ has been restored. There's no division with Christians. We cast down the spirit of jealousy and envy and coveting, but we're going to be on one accord. We're going to walk in love with one another. So I thank you for her life. I thank you for her testimony. And I thank you for her witness of your goodness, Lord. Thank God for the praise reports 2 weeks in a row, encouraging someone on this prayer line. It ain't over until God says it's over. So, Lord, continue to bless her, continue to prosper her, and continue to keep her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory,
well, we thank God
glory.
For you. Is there anything else?
Amen. Just that I found Joel 1:4. So whoever that's for, it can be for one or many, whoever it's for, it's Joel 1:4 right in there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. God
Amen.
Bless us, Sarita.
God bless
Amen.
You.
She,
God bless
she
you.
She found the scripture because there are sometimes demons and things sent on assignment. As she says, the canker worm comes just little by little to destroy. And that's how the enemy comes in sometimes.
Amen. Yes, Father God. And we just praise you. And, Lord, we pray for Sister Rita. We pray for her family on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for covering her family. We thank you, Lord, for restoration, oh God, even in her family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the divine assignment, oh God, that you have sent her there, oh God, for divine alignment, oh God, and that everything will come into alignment, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, that you are restored. enduring everything that the canker worm, the palmer worm, the locust, and the caterpillar have eaten up, oh God, that you are restoring during this season. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, even as things are coming together for Sister Rita and the natural, God. We thank you for the undercurrents of the spiritual, my God, that you are working behind the scenes, oh God, that you are doing what we cannot see, oh God, that even she's being a witness, oh God, to her aunt and to so many others, oh God, that are looking upon her life, oh God, and seeing her faith, oh God. So right now, Lord, we impart power, oh glory, glory, glory. We impart a fresh and filling of power over her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lay hands on her in the spirit realm, mama, and we impart a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost fire, oh Pentecost fire, oh God, that was rained down on her on the day that she received Jesus Christ, a fresh stirring, oh God, a fresh infilling. You said, be not drunk with wine, oh God, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for joy overflowing. Even as you were speaking, Sister Rita, there's an overflow of joy. There's an overflow of joy. It's like this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. It's like you're walking in that right now. It's like your feet, your footsteps are saturated with joy. And my God, hallelujah, and a peace that surpasses all understanding, and God is bringing laughter to your heart and joy to your heart. My God, hallelujah, and overflow. You talked about the doors and the three doors, and there are multiple doors, and it's like endless doors, because there are, listen to what God is saying, there are doors behind the doors. Oh, glory, my God, there are doors behind the doors, and the doors represent, in the prophetic, the doors represent opportunities. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So there are opportunities upon opportunity upon opportunity, and every time, because God says, because every time I bless you, you praise me, and even when you can't see the blessing, you are, you praise me, my God, because you still know you're blessed, my God. You praise me for the promise, and that's why I bless you. Hallelujah. So God has so many things in store, and he's filling you up. There's a sweetness. There's a sweet spirit. There's a sweetness. There's a restoration. Not only for you, just like he restored your license. Oh, my God. My God. He's restoring your livelihood. He's restoring you. He's restoring you. My God. So many things are coming. My God, the car, the apartment, the house, so many things are coming in progression. There's a progression. There are doors of blessings upon blessings behind the doors, my God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God. Amen. We thank God for Sister Rita. And we need to understand that we're not just talking about the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We hear testimonies on this prayer line of the power of prayer, of sickness and disease being canceled, of families being restored, of it's not a recession with God. I understand the job market out there. I understand what the news is saying. I understand the scarcity in the natural. But as she said tonight, and so many callers have said, even in this economy and in this market, God continues to open doors for his children. So we thank God for her tonight.
Amen. And even as we begin to take this last caller, I want to say to you, I want to say congratulations to Sister Rita. Amen. But I want to say to you work the word. Work the word through your faith, because the word of God works. Work the word because the word works. The word works because it's backed up by the promise keeper, God himself. God stands behind his word.
Right.
Hallelujah. And Sister Rita said it tonight, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent. He would not change his mind about the promise that he has made to you. And some of you may not understand the prophetic, and you might say, well, God has made any promises to you, to me. But what you have to understand is that the prophetic, real true prophetic, is always wrapped up in the word. word. My God, hallelujah. So we're not prophesying anything that God has not promised you in his word. Hallelujah. So we just exhort you on tonight to work the word by your faith. Mix that word with faith. The word that you get here, the word that you get on Sunday with your pastor in your church, the word that you get when you spend time with the Lord, the word that he drops in your spirit. Mix that word with faith. Hold on to that word. Pray the word. My God, speak the word. My God, praise God for the word. Hallelujah. And God will manifest the word. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to take this last caller. I believe it's the last caller. It is the last caller. We're going to take this last caller, area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I am calling for two prayer requests, but first I do want to give a testimony, actually two. About a year and a half ago, I became ill. My back was really bad, and I couldn't go to work. And, I mean, I used to make a pretty good, decent salary. And I thank God because even though I haven't been working for that long, I just found a little part-time job that is helping me out, and it's giving me more than and getting me further more than what I was when I was making a lot better salary. So it's only God that because of him, you know, I'm able to live off of what he is providing for me. So, you know, it doesn't really matter how much it is, but it's right. Happening for me. So I thank God for that. And another thing is that I want to thank God for my back. You know, I've had a rough time with my back, and you guys have been praying. And the whole last week, I felt no pain, just a little stiffness, but a lot less pain. I'm still going through that same thing. I still have a lot less pain. So I thank God for that. And I want to thank God for every person that he has put in my path that has taken me to this point where I am in, because without those people, I wouldn't be where I'm here, because God has placed them in my life for a reason. And he has placed Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony in my life for a reason too. So I want to thank God for that and give him all the glory for all the doors he has opened and all the doors that he's getting ready to open for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I want to request a prayer for my sister. She's still having a little bit of problem with her blood pressure. And also, I went to a disability interview the other day for permanent disability, and I'm just hoping and praying in God's name that everything's going to go through for me. And actually, it's already going through, because I know that God is not a liar, and I know that he's going to make it happen. You know, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in his time. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Maria, tonight we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even as you have healed her in her physical body, Lord,
yes.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As you have given her a heavenly language, she's speaking with new tongues, Lord. We know that you said in your word, behold, I do a new thing. So you showed her the supernatural. Now, Lord, we thank you for continuing to bless her in the natural. We thank you, Lord, for favor in this pending disability, Father God, situation concerning monies and finances, Lord. We thank you for favor from on high, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for influence, Father, with a favorable outcome. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for her life, and thank you for the praise reports, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even the job that she had, that she said, less hours and more money. Oh, only you, God, only you. It makes no sense to the natural mind, but you do things, glory be to God, according to your divine nature.
Yes.
So, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. for her life. Thank you for her son, her family, Lord. Thank you for covering her household, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Glory be to God as you continue to heal her, Lord. Bless that young man in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank God for the job and the car. Continue to show him your mighty hand. Continue to show him your ways and your will and your characteristics, God. You are a compassionate God. You are a wonderful God. You are a mighty God. So show the young people, Lord, that you're worth serving. Show this generation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if they entrust their lives and their families and their future to you, that you won't disappoint them. So, Lord, we say have your way in this young man's life. Thank you for this prayer of this mother, Lord, over her son. Thank you for her prayer life, Lord. Thank you, as she said, you even putting the right people in her path over these last few months and years. And, oh, glory be to God. It's not a coincidence. It's not luck or circumstance. But, Lord, you have divinely placed the right people around her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, she see your hand at work in her life. So continue to do the work. You said in Philippians 1:6, he who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So we speak the word over her life. Be not weary in well-doing, but you are going to reap a harvest. I said it's harvest time. Oh, glory be to God. I said it's your season. Receive that word by faith. It's just your time, my sister. Glory be to God. And no weapon, no devil, no trap, no enemy can stop the blessings of God for your life, because they are yea and amen. God has already made up his mind about you, and nobody can undo it in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for Sister Maria, her life, Lord, that the blessing that you have in mind for her, nobody can change it in the name of Jesus. So thank you for her life. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We look forward to the praise report. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you. Sister Carmen, like you said, and nothing's by chance. We thank God. She sent so many people this way to this prayer line. We thank God for her, the New Creation Church family, who comes every week, that holds up the arm of their pastors in the name of Jesus at our local church in Hillside, New Jersey. And we thank God for you who call continuously from other states, and just knowing that this prayer line every Tuesday night is God's will. This is what God designs for his people. And we thank God for every caller tonight. And you, Sister Maria. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, even as you were praying, one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to bring to remembrance what God has said. And God reminded me that he has spoken to Sister Maria, that he's bringing provision to her, he's bringing money to her. My God, God's bringing provision to you. He showed me the prophet Elijah when it dried up, and how he sent them down by the brook, and the bird brought them food. Then he sent them to the widow of Zarephath, and she provided food for him. And then God is just saying how he kept the widow. And God is just saying that it's not going to run out. He's sending provision, and his provision is not going to run out. So he's reminding you on today that he's sending money to you. It is coming. Money is coming. Provision is coming to you. So you're not going to have to worry about that. And he's keeping his word. He's going to continue to keep his word to you, pertaining to your finances. Pertaining to your finances. So we touch and agree with you, even with this that you have with the disability, that God is giving you favor in your finances in that area. I said it months ago. God showed me money coming. I didn't know he didn't show me where it was coming from. Some things he concealed, but God's going to do what he's going to do to make sure that your needs are taken care of. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for what he's doing in your life and in the life of your son. And get ready for more, because you haven't seen anything yet. He's a God of more than enough. He is the God of more than enough. And God is not going to stop at just enough. With those of us who love him, for those of you under the sound of my voice, and you too, especially you, Sister Maria, and God wanted me just to send this to everybody under the sound of my voice. God is getting ready to bring more than enough to you. He's not just a God of enough. He's El Shaddai. He's the all-sufficient one. He's the God of more than enough. He's the God of the overflow. So, God, it's a season where God wants to bless those who are truly committed to him. It's a season where God is looking for those that he can pour out his favor on, like Abraham, my God, because of your obedience to him and because of your love for him. Hallelujah. So you be encouraged, because God certainly has you on his mind, and he has a promise to you that he is sending angels. I see God dispatching angels, my God, on your behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they are working on your behalf. And some people don't even know why they're going to be sending favor towards you. But God is putting your name before many. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for you and for what he's doing in your life. We thank God for what he's doing in your spiritual life. There's a depth, there's a deeper dimension that God is just, it's all over this line tonight. So many of you, even those of you who are not speaking, there's a deeper, I just see deeper realms with God, that you're going into a deeper realm with him, and God is blessing you because of your hunger. You don't come to a prayer line and stay for almost an hour and a half. If you're not hungry for God, my God, hallelujah. And for those of you who are still here, this getting ready to be a supernatural shift. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. This getting ready to be a supernatural shift in your life. Hallelujah. And God is getting ready to come into your life in such a mighty way that the glory of the Lord is just going to unwrap favor for you. My God, God's glory, as his glory presents itself, as you move, he will move. My God, as you go about your business, God will go with you, and he will be, God wants to fill us up so much that everywhere we go, people will look upon us and glorify our God. And that's what he's getting ready to do in so many of your lives that are under the sound of my voice. God's getting ready to do something supernatural in your life. He's getting ready to blow your minds. He's getting ready to give you miracles, signs, and wonders. This is the dispensation of miracles, signs, and wonders. So your healing is a done deal. Yeah, that healing that God, one day you're not going to have any pain, and you're not going to remember the last time you had pain, because God is healing, my God, hallelujah. And he's healing migraines tonight, and I sense God healing back problems, and somebody's had a problem on their left hip, on their left side, and God is healing that area. There's healing taking place in that area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heart palpitations. I bind it up right now. The spirit of anxiety. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And nervousness is almost like creating heart palpitations, and God is healing. He's healing kidneys, and oh, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, so many areas of healing being manifested on tonight. God is just healing on tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else has just raised their hand. But before we take that, I want to check in with Sister Lori and see if Evangelist Paige is with us, because she wanted to get on the phone last week. God bless you, Sister Maria. Is that Sister Lori's number here? To see if Evangelist Paige is with us. And we got to take these, this is it. Nobody else raise your hand. We got to take this real quick. Hallelujah. Sister Lori, are you there? Sister Lori? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lori.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I wasn't able to get the evangelist page tonight, but I wasn't able to get her tonight.
Okay. I just wanted to check with you because I know she wanted a prayer. And we pray for her right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray healing. As I was speaking healing, God showed me Evangelist Page, and I speak healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare it done in Jesus' name. Her weight gain and her weight and her appetite is coming back, and God is healing whatever it is that's trying to hinder her appetite and her eyesight. And we pray for her eyesight on tonight, and we pray for her strength and total restoration on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray for Sister Lori on tonight, even as she's on the phone, God. And we cover her household, oh God, and her children, oh God. And we cover her health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up any satanic, demonic attacks that might be coming against this family, God. And we declare and decree victory in Jesus' name. We declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper, God. So from every child and her grandchild and every person under her roof, oh God, we declare total healing, deliverance, salvation, and blessings and favor over their lives, over their household, every need being met in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is taking you to another realm with him. God is taking you to another realm with him. Hallelujah. He's taking you deeper. I bind up every opposing force that will try to come against the plan of God for your life in the name of Jesus. And I declare victory over your life. There's no hindrance. There's no hindrance. No hindrance. Nothing can stop what God has for you to do. He has for you to do, and it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Real quick, Pastor, we're going to take this last call, and then we're going to go down because we have to feed our children. Amen. Hallelujah. 732. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're great. God bless you, son. I'm glad we took your call. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just want to give a praise report, and just want to let you know I made my 90 days. Just want to thank you guys so much for praying for me. You know, it really came through. Faith was truly on my life with the job because God knows I was going through so much with the job, you know, but I kept pushing. I was working 2 weeks straight, like crazy. I missed Sundays. I was still paying my time, doing what I have to do. But I made it through. And now they sending me to another office. These past couple of days, I'm in another office working, and it's farther out. And it's working out really, really good. I just want to thank God for that. And also,
hallelujah.
I just want to ask prayer over my life, you know, God continue to push me, you know, the hunger for God. And also I went to the dealership 3 times last week or the week before, and I got turned down 3 times. And all I'm just saying is be patient, and when God is ready, it will come in time because God's timing is perfect timing. It may not come when I wanted to, but it will come on time. Even though I need it really, really bad, but, you know, I'm still holding on. I'm keep pushing. I'm keep striving and do God's will and just make the best of every situation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And that's the kind of response God wants.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're young. Your whole life is ahead of you. And that's the kind of response God wants, but the devil hates. And you're walking by faith and not by sight, knowing that God's timing is the best timing. So, Lord, as we pray for Elijah, Lord, thank you,
God.
Father God, for the settling the 90 days and allowing him to accomplish, Lord, what so many don't accomplish, securing him, Lord, in a wonderful career, a sound job, Lord, with a great company. We thank God, Lord, for this source of income, this source of opportunity, this blessing that you have given this young man in the name of Jesus. Nobody but God, but he sees the power of prayer, the power of those that really care about him. And his due diligence, Lord, he worked hard, as he said, in the name of Jesus. So keep him driven, Lord, to be ambitious and to be goal-oriented, Lord, to be an overachiever in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know he's going to get the car and the automobile and the transportation to get him to this location, Lord, where he can work and get around, Lord, and be mobile. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even for favor at the dealership. Oh, glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, for supernatural ability, Lord, to do what he needs for you only to do. So, Lord, we thank you for his faith. Continue to increase him and grow him and draw him nearer to you. Thank Lord that, that our God increase his prayer life, increase his fellowship and his worship with you, God. Allow this young man, Lord, to praise you and to worship you and to glorify your name. So I thank you that you continue to reveal yourself to him and show him that you're strong. Show him that you're with him and show him that you love him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for his life, his faithfulness to his church, his pastors, his family, his brothers and his sisters. I thank you, Lord, for every opportunity that you give him, Lord, that he would take full advantage of it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as you put him back on the road, as you allow him to have even the enormous blessings that you have in mind for him, allow him, Lord, to operate with a spirit of humility, knowing that it's you, God. So I thank you for his life, even the praise report of this job and settling the probation period, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow. And even as pastor, but congratulations on your
90th.
Thank you.
But even as pastor, even as you gave the testimony of still tithing, coming to church when you could, taking the bus to church, taking the bus to work, being accountable, even as you gave the testimony and even got to the part about the car and going to the dealership three times and being turned down and saying, not my will, God, but let your will be done, and giving it over into God's hand. God just, that was the seal right there for your blessing. God is laying out a life for you, son. There is a life that's being laid out for you that you are going to look back and you are going to say, wow, wow. You'll look back on them. They're going to be calling you, trying to get you to get a new car, you know, and you're going to look back at this and say, my goodness, if I had only known what God had in store for me. But a security on the job, a great career, a great career, not just a job but a career, your benefits, your family, your finances, your vehicle, your house. My God, hallelujah. I don't know if you have ideas for a house, but as you continue on this road with the Lord, all of that is laid up. God has a life as you continue to serve him. Now, there is a condition. You must continue. And I love the fact that you pray for God to continue to draw you closer to him. You must continue to serve God. The devil's going to come and try to offer you all kinds of stuff. But as you continue to serve him, God has blessing upon blessing upon blessing laid up for you. And it is yours for the taking. It's yours for the taking. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. As you wait on the Lord, God's going to give you everything that he has stored up for you. And I do mean everything. So you just know that you know that you know that you have some things, some blessings. Because it is God's great pleasure. The word says it's his great pleasure to bless us, those who love him. So we thank God for your love for him. And we stand in touch and agree with you that when it's God's timing, you will get the vehicle of your heart's desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. You guys have been truly, truly a blessing to me and also to my family.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you guys so much.
Well, we
amen,
we
amen.
Love you, guys.
Love you, and we're godly proud of you. That's our last call tonight. We are so proud of that young man.
Yes.
He's making his mother's heart glad and his church family heart glad. And we thank God when our young people do well.
Yes.
We want to encourage. Well, we tarry tonight.
Oh,
before we go off the air, I want to thank everyone. I'm going to thank our church personally. But Father's Day was Sunday, and I got gifts and cards from the New Creation Church family. And I want to personally thank everyone. Gave me individual cards, a corporate card, and I was just blessed on so many fronts. Again, I'm going to thank them on next Sunday and tomorrow night and Thursday night. But those of you on the line, I might not see you. I just want to thank everyone, and I want to pray for every father that God continues to strengthen every father. I know my family blessed me and my church family blessed me. Well, Pastor,
tomorrow
night, Wednesday and Thursday night, we'll be at New Creation 7:30. Making Marriage and Relationships Work is tomorrow night, and we just want the singles and the married people or potentially married people and engaged couple, young, old, male, female, I tell you, it's going to be a blessing. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. And Sunday at 12:30, again, meet us at New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue. Good night, everyone. God bless you. We love you. Go in peace. Serve God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Go in peace, serve God.
Mm-hmm.